For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
The siren has gone! The Demons have broken a 23-year drought and they will play finals football for the first time since 1997. The jubilation amongst the red and the black is poured to euphoric heights. And what a classic game to finish off 2020 in the crowd, streaming out onto the ground. They know it means a lot to them. Perth have won by 5 points, 8-18 to 9-7.
Hello and welcome back to the Monday Waffle. I'm Kate Massey and I'm joined by Lex and Mitch. Guys, let's just start by talking about what we've just heard.
It's Perth clearing a 23-year drought. It's good to see them doing that again.
That was so exciting, Saturday night. I was like trying to cook dinner and I had it on stream. They were streaming on Facebook and I had it in the background. And I think things were burning behind me because I was just glued to it.
Imagine them.
Girlfriend walked in and said, "What's going on?" I was like, "Shit, get out."
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah. Surprisingly.
23-year drought for Perth and what a game it was. 18 behind.
Yeah.
That is massive.
Almost kicked themselves out of it. I didn't even go for Perth, but I was like,
I think everyone watching was
one of the best waffle moments I've seen, to be honest. So that was pretty exciting. We'll talk more about that later. And we've got a special guest from Perth, so we'll chat to him.
First, let's get into the results for the week.
Let's kick it off with the last game of this round. Swan Districts versus East Frio. Nothing that could affect finals there for these two teams.
Yeah, and on Sunday, so the day after all the finals kind of dust had settled. So it was a bit of a dead rubber, but nonetheless, there were some pretty big moments. It was Jonathan Griffin's last game of waffle footy, so the captain of East Frio. So that was a pretty big deal. But yeah, unfortunately for him, they couldn't get the win.
Or make finals.
Some of the key performers, we'll just go through them really quickly. Jesse Turner had 32 and 3 for Swans, which is a huge game.
That's massive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really big game. 32 and 3, wow. Sam Fisher had 28 disposals and a goal for the Swans. He's been really, really good this year, coming over from Victoria. And Lockie Riley kicked 2. East Frio, the young gun, Milan Murdoch, had 13 touches, a goal and 7 tackles.
Seven tackles is big for him.
Yeah, especially as a young guy playing senior footy.
For the little guy. So going to be someone to watch.
That's really good if you can get some physical pressure. And then obviously Cam Eardley, who's had a really good year as well after starting with injury. 26 touches and 5 tackles. And Luke Stranatica, 2 goals. So a bit of a dead rubber on Sunday, but that's okay because everyone needed a little bit of a deep breath after all the excitement from Saturday.
And some pretty good numbers from a couple of players there. Moving into the first game of this round. East Perth defeating Peel.
Yeah, so this game was really big because East Perth statistically could still make the final. So they needed to win and they needed to win by a lot. Mm. And it was going okay because obviously Subi, it looked like pretty early they weren't going to get up against West Perth. So it was a battle of percentage between those two teams. Mm. And East Perth kicked 8 goals 2-0 in the last quarter, which put them ahead by 0.7 on Subi. So they put a huge effort in and Peel just laid down. But unfortunately, they couldn't quite make finals.
Couldn't get the chockies. Let's talk about some standouts. East Perth, Jackson Ramsey, 35 disposals.
He'll win the Sandover.
Do you reckon? You're calling it early.
Best player on the waffle. Keep going.
All right, moving on. Angus Scott, 3 goals and 26 disposals. And our man, Pat McGinnity, 2
last
goals.
Game. Last game for Pat
McGinnity. Another retiree.
Announced his retirement. So last game for Pat McGinnity, 2 goals. Big win. Couldn't quite make finals, but
still
that
off.
What a great man, and congratulations on a very good football career. Peel, Kate?
Michael Randall, 22 disposals, and Ben Howell at 19 disposals and 4 tackles. I mean, yeah, looking at the score, there's not too many.
They're pretty close until the last quarter.
It was, if they didn't do it.
It was only like 25, it was about 30 points maybe until the last quarter, and then boom, East Perth exploded knowing they needed a big one, and Peel had nothing to play for. But Ben Howell, good on him. He's had a pretty good year, the captain, so he always tries his hardest.
West Perth take on Subiaco. Big game.
Yeah, and West Perth jumped him early. Subi weren't kicking very straight, and they kicked 1-4 in the first quarter, which really hurt. And then West Perth got out to a lead. Subi actually clawed it back in the last quarter. It looked like there were a small chance of maybe causing an upset. Pretty inaccurate kicking with 8-10, but they fell short by 19 points, but it helped their percentage. But as we saw, East Perth were just
not enough,
absolutely flying. But for the Falcons, Kate?
Tyler Keitel, 5 goals. Insane. Aaron Black, 1 goal, 26 disposals. And Keegan Knott also had 2 goals. What about Subi Lex?
Lee Kitchener, 23 disposals and 13 tackles. 13 tackles is massive. Yeah,
the Bishop tackles are hard.
God, he's
that
good,
is.
Isn't
I just wouldn't want to go near him.
No, I would.
I would.
He's a good looking man, Lee Kitchener, so he can tackle me any day.
This is the Monday Waffle.
And then Greg Clark and Ryan Borchett both kicked two goals each. So,
doing what they needed to do.
Yeah, Ryan Borchett didn't play a lot of league footy this year because he was injured most of the year and he's been a premiership player and a big goal kicker. So, sneaky rumour, I've got to double check it, but I think he actually may have qualified for reserves finals, which is a huge get for Subi because he's a premiership player who's kicked a lot of goals in league in the last few years. So.
And given this year, they'd probably want all they can in their reserves. Yeah. Subi, I could get copying a bit of an upset for the 2020 season.
Yeah, so that's one that sides are wary of. And then we'll go into the most exciting game of the round. The one that happened after, I think it kicked off at like 4 o'clock maybe.
Yeah, it was a late
kicked
game
off
on
late
Saturday
on Saturday. So it was a twilight game, which was awesome because under lights at Lath Lane looked incredible. And that was
they had a bit of an event, which I definitely drew a crowd down there.
Mm. It was a massive crowd, both on the far side of the ground and in the grandstand.
So Perth defeating South Fremantle 66-61, 18 behinds. I think this is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, 8 behind. They were down by 9 points going into the last quarter. And Perth obviously knew they had a big lift. South Freo had a lot to play for because they wanted to go undefeated and they were open wanting to do it and they were trying their hardest. They were playing hard. They did have a few out.
And they kicked... Perth was something like 5 or 6 behinds in a row. They just could not get on top of it.
I think it was.
Seven or eight
it was in there. Maybe it might have been 8. I think it was 8 behind straight in the last quarter. None of their users could kick them. And then the star, Matty Rogers, who we're actually going to be chatting to very, very shortly.
Kate, some standouts for this round, for this game?
So, yeah, Matt Rogers had 3 goals. We have Andrew Fisher, 26 disposals. And Mitch, your favourite?
Brant College. Well, he had 22 touches and a goal. He'd be very happy because he's suffered a lot of heartbreak at Perth. So very happy that he made the finals. However, not a great start to your NFL fantasy season this year, Brant, because I knocked you off this morning. Thank you very much, Patrick Mahomes.
Andrew Fisher, 26 disposals for this game. Been quite consistent all year for Perth.
He
definitely a name I think they'd be wanting to be keeping around.
And it sounds like those recruits they got from West Coast have just loved being there. And obviously Fraser's spoken to us before and he wants to play 100 games at Perth Football Club. And he loves it. So he's pretty happy. But they had just a lot of standouts. Logan McDonald, I think, hit 1-4, so he didn't have his kicking boots on, but he was looking.
He tried.
But for South, there was a few of the usual suspects again.
Cade Stewart, 19 disposals and 9 tackles. 9 tackles is always a good stat to have under your belt.
Gun.
Mason Shaw, as you mentioned, and Caleb Datsun, 2 goals.
Jacob Dragovic, 27 disposals and 7 tackles as well. I thought Jimmy Miller, the big man, was also pretty good on the weekend. But yeah, what an incredible game of football.
Some happy Perth fans and Perth players.
As good a game
this morning
as I've seen in the Waffle in my lifetime.
And that wraps up the regular season round 9 for this year.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
We're joined by a bit of a cult figure around the Waffle. 149 career games across his career for Perth and also Swan Districts. Matt Rogers from the Perth Football Club. Matt, thanks for joining us on the Monday Waffle.
Not a problem, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I called you a cult figure because of your big quads, and we'll get into that later on. But before we do that, we can't go past Saturday's game, the huge win over South Freo. What was the feeling like in that when that final siren hit?
Yeah, that's probably something I've never felt before. The amount of emotion out there from players, teammates as far as the reserve squad, and then as the fans ran onto the ground as well of all generations. It was a pretty special moment. I think I counted at least 3 60-plus-year-old men bawling their eyes out on the way off the ground. So it was pretty special.
The team kicked 8 behinds before you managed to kick the winner. Was there any point there, Matt, where you felt like you might fall short?
We were peppering them and well on top. So whilst we were squandering some opportunities, you sort of felt like we had the swing of the game. But we wouldn't have wanted to kick too many more, or if we did, maybe 6 more so that we won it by kicking points. I don't know, but we made it hard, but it was a sign of, I suppose, how hard we were competing, because every time it got cleared, it was coming back in.
Now, I'm sure you would have celebrated a little bit after the game. Did the boys get a little bit carried away, or did they keep a lid on it after things wrapped up?
No, we were really good. We obviously we chatted about it, and then we enjoyed the evening with the packed house. I don't think I've seen that Lathlane Hall as full as late into the night, but we were certainly, our focus straight after the game was look after yourselves tonight. We've got an opportunity next Sunday, so I think most guys had, you know, the two or three beers with catching up with some fans and family members and that upstairs, and then we basically called it a night to focus on next week. So enjoyed it, but at the same time, it certainly kept a lid on things.
I just thought I'd double check because I saw one of your former teammates, Curtis Chester, say that he was a bit concerned about the upcoming game this week after obviously Mad Monday coming for you boys today after the big win against South Freo. So good to hear you kept a lid on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think anyone's silly enough to go stupid with the opportunity we've got next weekend.
Absolutely. Matt, how does it feel to be a part of a club that can do something like you guys did on the weekend?
Yeah, it's a rare achievement. So, to be part of a bit of history would be unbelievable. I suppose my thinking, and I'm pretty sure most of the players would be thinking, it's one thing to make it and it's another to actually have an impact in finals. So I'd be really disappointed if we made it and then, you know, didn't roll out or didn't give a yelp next week against West Perth. So I'm really focused, and I think the playing group and the coaching staff are really focused on making an impact. And if that results in a win this Sunday, then we can really start to enjoy what we're achieving. But for now, it's about training well and keeping things as normal as possible, and then really having a dip this Sunday.
You've just mentioned there you've got West Perth next week. What's the preparation like?
Yeah, West Perth have done really well this season. They've played some really good footy, and obviously surprised a few on the weekend, you know, convincingly beating Subi for most of that game. So we'll have to have a look at what they're up to. They we had a really good contest against them with a few outs earlier in the year, and that was a pretty tight game. So we'll go up there with confidence. But in saying that, yeah, we'll have to respect their key players. If, you know, the likes of Keitel and Nelson and Black get off the chain, then, it'll be a tough day for us. But we certainly aren't going up there to make up the numbers. So looking forward to it.
And as you go there, Matt, you're playing your 150 games. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of an honour for myself. I know that because it's spread across the two clubs, it's not necessarily recognised as live membership or anything like that. But still, I suppose just individually and as far as the Waffle's concerned, I hold it really, really proud. It's something that, you know, a lot of people don't realise the time and effort for Waffle players, and that's why, as you get over the age of 25, 26, a lot of players drop away because work becomes a priority, or perhaps they're in an office job and can't get to training or have to work weekends. So the ability to, I suppose, string those games together and it means a lot of hard work. So, yeah, very proud to achieve that feat.
Well, game 150 on the weekend, you're 30 years old, Matt, and you're just talking about how it is pretty tough to maintain longevity in the Waffle. How long do you think you'll continue playing for Perth Footy Club?
Yeah, appreciate the reminder about the 30.
Just thought I'd get that in there.
They've been coming in thick and fast since last Wednesday. So, yeah, definitely been reminded about that. But, I've been really fortunate with injury. So I think I've had a bad shoulder op 1 year that cost me a couple of games. But apart from that, I've been fairly durable, whether that's through genetics or luck or whatever it is. But I suppose in my mind, if I'm still playing reasonable football and my body's fit and healthy and I'm enjoying going to training, and then there's no reason or why I should pull the pin anytime soon. But as we know with footy, you know, it only takes a serious injury or a form lapse at my age or whatever. And you know, you're not too far away from retirement. But the way the group is, I'm loving playing my Waffle footy at the moment. And if I can keep up some form, I'll look forward to playing for a couple more years.
Any chance of going back to Cunderdin when you finish up in the Waffle and playing a few games back there?
Yeah, I'd dearly love to get back to Cunderdin in time. They've probably been asking me every year for the last 5 years when I'm heading back. But, would be good to get back there and play where I played some junior and a couple of games on school holidays and that as a teenager. Love the town. Obviously grew up there and still got some mates out there. And my brother normally plays out there. They're not playing this year, but... one day I'll get out there. I might be a little bit banged up and sit in a forward pocket, but we'll see how we go.
Another, your brother's a big unit just like you, so I'm sure they'd love to have you and Toddy running around playing for the Pies later in your career. Matt, thanks so much for joining us today. Congratulations on the win on the weekend and playing finals for the first time in 23 years, and a huge congratulations for your 150th this week. We'll be watching on with a bit of anticipation.
Yeah, awesome, guys. Thank you very much for your support. And, yeah, hopefully we can get the job done for a fair few years of pain for our members in recent history. So thanks again.
Pop, pop, pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Scametti.
Dennis Scametti.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle. Monday Waffle.
So this week, West Perth take on Perth. 1:35, where's it being played, Mitchell Turner?
At Provident Financial Oval, so up at Joondalup. So if you want to get up there, go up and head up and watch these D's or the Falcons, whoever you're on. I'm sure our...
If there's any game to watch,
I'm sure
it's
one of the Monday Waffle favourites, Holly Edwards-Smith, will be up there cheering for her Falcons, although she was spotted at Claremont Football Club only a few weeks ago. So that is a scandal.
South Fremantle take on Claremont at 2:30. Kate Massey, where is it?
It's at Freo Community Bank Oval. But first, who are we tipping? West Perth, Perth?
Lex?
Perth.
I'm going to go Perth, even just because I want them to win.
Fine, I'll go West Perth.
Oh, why would you do okay, that?
We, right.
Hashtag these D's, Kate. South Freo. Lex, who do you have, South Freo or Claremont?
Claremont.
Kate, one option, Kate.
Claremont. You don't have a choice.
I guess I'll have to go South Freo.
Oh, no.
All right,
top
we'll
of the
cover
ladder.
All bases.
We'll cover all, yeah, so South Freo for me, Claremont for you two.
Yeah.
And then Lex and I both on Perth, and Kate, the Lone Ranger on West Perth. Just way to disrespect Matty Rogers in his 150th game, Kate. I'm sure he'll give you a message about that later on.
Mitch, there's a couple of ramifications.
Are we going to roll with that? Or are we going to go?
No.
Yeah, we'll keep it. Let's try it again.
This is not just round 10. There's a couple of consequences that come from winning or losing this round.
There actually are, Lex. That's pretty well put by you. Yeah, if West Perth and Perth, obviously playing first, but South Freo versus Claremont, the winner of that goes straight through to a grand final, which will be held at Fremantle Oval, so South Freo will be hoping they get a chance there. Pretty interesting that they both get to try out the Oval, basically. South Freo obviously played there all the time, but they all play back-to-back games, whoever wins that. The loser of that game will play the winner of West Perth v Perth, and obviously the loser of the West Perth v Perth game is Gonski. See you later. We'll see you in 2021.
That's all we have time for this week. If you've enjoyed listening to the show, make sure you click subscribe. And as always, if you want to get involved, please head over to our socials and flick us a message. There is only a few rounds left.
Until next time, Mitch, what are we doing?
Enjoy the footy.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.